got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Welcome back.
You either go to church or you're going to go to hell.
Top of the second hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. Again, we're at the tail end of the second annual John Stab Miller Book Drive. Make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win this week's book, One Nation Under Israel by Andrew Hurley. Much appreciation to the ladies and gentlemen who have participated in that so far. Thank you for your support of the network. And we also have the quilt raffle. Make a donation of $250 or more to for a chance to win the Confederate battle flag quilt, RBN mug, t-shirt, business cards, and bumper stickers. Speaking of things that make you go, historically. And while you're at it, ask to be entered into the book drawing. And thank you to everyone who has participated in that. And also the regular supporters of the network, both through the the book drive, the quilt raffle, but also the advertisers and sponsors, and also just the regular supporters of the network. The network would not exist without you, so thank you. Maybe one of these days we should kind of go back in the history of the network and talk about Jack Otto and, you know, kind of the history of the network and stuff. Be interesting. Let me read the letter, actually, because I think this would be good as well. You can find on RBN right now. We'll start with that this hour. And by the way, check out the Facebook page, the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. If you're on social media, check that out. So here's the letter that you can find on republicbroadcasting.org right now, published January 13, this past Saturday. If you are reading this, or if I'm reading it to you, if you're hearing it, you are the Republic Broadcasting Network. You are the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN does always need monetary assistance. It costs nearly $300 per day over the course of the year to operate this valuable resource. And I think that's probably conservative, because there are moments, since the hardware is, and the tools that are being used are, you know, not bleeding edge, if you know what I mean. There are moments when things happen, and, you know, sometimes a pound of cure is necessary. So that's probably conservative. RBN does always need monetary assistance. It costs nearly $300 per day over the course of the year to operate this valuable resource. And that's really, I think, very inexpensive. Like I said, I think conservative. Everyone who contributes monetarily is an integral and indispensable part of this communication vehicle. But that's not all that's needed. And you don't need to give money to support the effort. We've all banded together to continue the network since the loss of John Stadmiller. And even long before his passing, during his tenure at the helm, to keep the lights on and the machinery humming. It isn't easy, in any sense of the word to maintain this operation, but we can do little things to continue growing our reach. We all want and need to make a difference in the lives of anyone who wants to make a difference in this world. I would say for the better. There's obviously a lot of concerted effort and momentum to do harm to the world and those of us living here in it, but who may not yet know how. We are experiencing some serious maintenance difficulties regarding our longtime legacy streaming apparatus. This still affects quite a few of our listeners. While we work diligently to take care of these needs, which, while beginning as one problem, do appear to be more complicated and require a bit more time, we can all work together to help people find RBN and be educated, informed, or participate in the discussion. We have a strong infrastructure, which is continuing our broadcast in spite of the many difficulties involved with losing our connections to some of the broadcasting equipment and services we have used for such a long time. It is still operational, but does require some troubleshooting currently, so bear with us while we address these challenges. Please share our forum with those around you and reach out to anyone you might know who is having trouble connecting to our broadcasts. Let's grow the audience for what we all know is one of the best arenas in the world for free speech, information, and connections with like-minded and motivated people. Your support of our sponsors and advertisers and direct contributions to the network are all extremely valuable and valued. And I would add, appreciated deeply. Help RBN continue in its mission and persevere in the fight for freedom. We will weather these and any other storms as best we can. God bless you, and God bless the Republic and the people for which it stands. So, back to the shenanigans. Again, thank you for your support. Back to the shenanigans. Marjorie Taylor Greene, we played the clip in the last segment of the first hour, the previous hour of today's broadcast. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, you know, Donald Trump will run the country like a business, which is a great thing, except it's the textbook. It's literally the textbook definition of fascism. But, you know, we have sort of forgotten these kinds of things, for example. I'll get back to that in a minute. First, Let's flash back to the 2016 election cycle when Chris Wallace is asking Donald Trump, the Fox News clip is titled "Can Donald Trump Run the Nation's Business?" Fox News Republican debate. Let's give this a listen for a second, shall we?
Trump, you talked a lot about how you are the person on this stage to grow the economy. I want to ask you about your business record. Trump corporations, casinos and hotels, have declared bankruptcy four times over the last quarter century. In 2011, you told Forbes magazine this: "I've used the laws of the country to my advantage." But at the same time, financial experts involved in those bankruptcies say that lenders to your companies lost billions of dollars. Question, sir, with that record, why should we trust you to run the nation's business?
Because I have used the laws of this country, just like the greatest people that you read about every day in business have used the laws of this country, the chapter laws, to do a great job for my company, for myself, for my employees, for my family, etc. I have never gone bankrupt, by the way. I have never. But out of out of hundreds of deals that I've done, hundreds, on four occasions, I've taken advantage of the laws of this country, like other people. I'm not going to name their names because I'm not going to embarrass, but virtually every person that you read about on the front page of the business sections, they've used the law. The difference is when somebody else uses those laws, Nobody writes about it. When I use it, they say, oh, Trump, Trump, Trump. The fact is, I built a net worth of more than $10 billion. I have a great, great company. I employ thousands of people, and I'm very proud of the job I did. Again, Chris, hundreds and hundreds of deals. Four times I've taken advantage of the laws, and frankly, so has everybody else in my position.
Well, sir, let's just talk about the latest example, which is Trump Entertainment Resorts, which went bankrupt in 2009. In that case alone, lenders to your company lost over $1 billion and more than 1,100 people were laid off.
Well,
is that the way that you'd run the country?
Let me tell you about the lenders. First of all, these lenders aren't babies. These are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay? You know, I mean, you're living in a world of the make-believe, Chris. You want to know the truth. And I had the good sense to leave Atlantic City, which, by the way, Caesars just went bankrupt. Every company, Chris can tell you, every company virtually in Atlantic City went bankrupt. Every company. And let me just tell you, I had the good sense, and I've gotten a lot of credit in the financial pages. 7 years ago, I left Atlantic City before it totally cratered, and I made a lot of money in Atlantic City, and I'm very proud of it. I want to tell you that. Very, very proud of it.
Senator,
by the way, this country right now owes $19 trillion, and they need somebody like me to straighten out that mess.
To straighten out that mess, including write-offs, there were all kinds of fun deals that we can dive into. Maybe we'll explore this a little bit more, but it's interesting how the posturing and the optics there is that I did fantastic with the profits. The losses were not my responsibility. They were the company. But I have built a net worth. It's interesting how it's always that way with him. The victories are always his. The defeats are always someone else's. Funny how that works. Never mind the unscrupulous nature of things. Everyone's doing it. So therefore, you know, it must be okay. It's interesting how that works. And, you know, we play that only because if you are going to run the country as a business, then I think that we have to be honest about this kind of stuff. So what about running the country like a business? Wasn't there a business plot 100 years ago or so? Say 90-something years ago around then. And it was the same kind of discussion, you know, very similar in nature. I think of the Reagan years as well, when essentially that was, you know, kind of the modus operandi behind the Grace Commission, in a sense, you could argue. And I mean, there were other instances, but if you do a search for fascism, run government like business, for example, you get all kinds of interesting search results. Corporate America has been shoving fascism down our throats for decades, by Tom Hartman. That's a pretty good one over at Common Dreams. Published back in 2021. Jason Stanley, Guardian article, also December 2021. America is now in fascism's legal phase. The history of racism in the U.S. is fertile ground for fascism attacks on the courts, education, the rights, right to vote, and women's rights are further steps on the path to toppling democracy. But democracy is an interesting discussion. So anyway, that's an interesting article. The 2019 Journal of Business Ethics article, Big Business and Fascism, A Dangerous Collusion. One. A soapboxy article, What is Corporate Fascism? Is the U.S. government a fascist form of government? It's interesting. What is a fascist government? Benito Mussolini obviously is cited, but John T. Flynn is mentioned. Another symptom of corporate fascism is the erosion of individual rights. When corporate rights are expanded, they trample the rights of the individual. When seen from the from this perspective, it becomes easier to identify the eruption of corporate fascism. John T. Flynn is quoted as having said, "Fascism will come at the hands of perfectly authentic Americans," which reminds me of the Iowa caucus. So that's an interesting article. Jim Garrison is also cited as having said, under the section titled, "What is an Invisible Enemy?" Didn't Donald Trump use that phrase? Garrison is cited as having said, "I'm afraid, based on my own experience, that fascism will come to America in the name of national security." By the way, there's stuff happening on the southern border, right? Who benefits from what's happening? Who wins or benefits handsomely from the so-called migrant crisis on the southern border? One big winner is Peter Thiel's new Endural Industries. Another, you know, Lord of the Rings, like Palantir. What is going on there, you know? Are we all tripping psychedelically? And I'm wondering more and more, you know, I've talked about Peter Thiel in the past. I'm wondering more and more about that as well. Was the issue at Gawker, you know, was the attack on Gawker spun as a limited hangout? Was it really the Hulk Hogan thing? Was it really Peter Thiel's homosexuality, or was it something that scratches deeper at like Nexium, Jeffrey Epstein level kind of stuff? Just wonder about that. So Endural Industries, you know, is benefiting handsomely. And what good is all that $1.9 billion tech? You know, what is that all good for anyway? Apparently not much, I guess. I don't know. Still hearing about the crisis, which I would say is a, you know, speaking of the Jim Garrison quote, fascism will come to America in the name of national security. That's what we've been seeing, right? Philip Bobbitt in The Shield of Achilles talks about the market state. I've mentioned a time or two Patrick Porter's article about the you know, soldiers fighting alone, the wars of the market security state. And we certainly seem to be confronted by that reality as well. Everywhere you look, you know, there's, what was the article? I think it was about Endural. There's a New York Times article, I want to say. Not many people talking about that. Homer Lucky, the latest, greatest Tony Stark kind of thing. Peter Thiel, always right there. Behind the scenes, you probably haven't heard too much about this. One of the few people that has mentioned it is John Brisson. And I think he's been talking about it for years, actually, I want to say. Anyway, more free association, I suppose, when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
See, I want to give you a snippet, perhaps, of what John Brisson said recently. This is a pretty good condensed little soundbite. Speaking of Anduril and the Anduril, I think is how it's actually supposed to be pronounced. I don't know. And, you know, the market security state. To Jim Garrison's point, et so many all. That should 70. And that would make this multitasking is bad for radio. So from about 4 minutes and 30 seconds to 6 minutes and 15 seconds. This is from John Brisson's latest appearance on the Gramerica show. This is titled the YouTube video is titled John Brisson, We've Read the Documents, Finders, Pedos, Epstein and Pizzagate. It's, you know, interesting stuff, I suppose. Speaking of things that make you go, what's going on in the southern border? The Anduril crowd is saying, you want me on that wall, you need me on that wall, and here's why. So, a little excerpt. And why the wall? We all suspect it, but John is one of the people that said it. So, whenever you're ready, maybe if we can do that. Let's see. Getting close.
Theme now. There is a possibility that, you know, you could get an army of non-American citizens here in the United States with United Nations like blue hats on, right? Like a United Nations army as well too. So I'm there. You know, there is a possibility with Trump winning. I think it's a few more years out. But it could happen after he is elected, where there is institution some sort of martial law and some sort of crackdown. I guess one last thing to carry with that is the Trump administration had started through Anduril Industries, which is Palmer Luckey. Of course, Anduril is from Lord of the Rings. Anduril Industries is funded by Peter Thiel in the Founders Fund, which is Peter Thiel's investment fund company, as well as Anderson Horowitz. They produce drones for the United States military, as well as they've put a virtual border wall down at the border with sensors and drones and cameras. And this has continued through the Biden administration. This didn't stop. This didn't stop when Trump left. They continued it through the Biden administration. And they've really, you know, they discussed they stopped building the physical wall, right? But they never stopped building the virtual wall. And it's my opinion, the wall has always been designed, whether it's physical or virtual or the amalgamation of both, is not to keep illegal immigrants out. It's to keep American citizens in.
And Palmer.
So, you know, this reminds me briefly before we head into a break of two things. Madison saying a standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. The means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home. But Chris, that hasn't happened yet. And second, back to the clip that we played of Donald Trump, you know, how would you run the country like a business? Public-private partnership is his best friend, based on his perception of business. In other words, the profits always go to the profiteer, and the losses always go to, you know, whatever sad sack you can saddle with them. I mean, if you sort of follow the logic from the clip that we played, and we could, you know, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene have a particular opinion of what happened in the Trump during the Trump administration years, but there's more to that story as well. Anyway, stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us
What has happened for them since starting Xtendibite? Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Welcome back.
Oh, that's perfect. So, I have a question. Why in that video, by the way, does Darren have a Masonic apron in the corner behind him? Is he, or was he part of the Gmail team at some point? I don't know. Anyway, we'll get back to other stuff in a moment. But first, let's go to the phones. Renee in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Who was it that had the Masonic apron behind him? I missed the name.
Darren, in the the video clip that we played a moment ago, it's a panel of guys, so.
Okay, because, you know, thank you. I've tuned in late, and I heard you talking about some stuff that really caught my ear, so, because you were talking about how it's both the extreme right and the extreme left. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because too many people are blind to what's going wrong on the right while they only focus on what's wrong with the left. Like, they'll just talk about George Soros and won't mention Sheldon Adelson, and they really hate it when you do.
Or the ghost of Sheldon Adelson at this point.
Well, his wife is still, what I heard from Max Blumenthal, a good Jew, I know some of y'all in this audience don't think there's such a thing, revealed that, you know, there's a lot of, like, I know Kim Iverson, who I trust a lot, same thing, we couldn't understand, there's some things we cannot understand about RFK Jr. and Vivek Ramaswamy, okay? Because of, you know, in some ways they've spoken the most
truth. Who dropped out yesterday, by the way, right?
What?
Who dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed Trump yesterday,
Vivek, yeah, he dropped out. And so the thing is, and like I say, I'm skeptical because his links to Big Pharma, because as being president, but I'm going to miss his voice in this whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he was telling more truth than anyone, one of the biggest truth tellers.
Interesting how that works. But again, speaking of business, you know, he's run a pretty handsome laundering operation, basically, with his Big Pharma connections, like you said. And that's something I intended to get to. People have been, there's a rumbling about that. And, I guess we can table that for now since he's out of the race, but I agree. You know, he was saying a lot of the right things, so.
A lot of the right things, but like I said, I would never, you know, there's no way I would really want him as president because of some of his history. Now, you know, now I was so glad because, like, you're actually, see, in the old days we talked about it being two wings of the same bird, and during the Bush-Cheney years, we could see if conservatives are wrong on the right and the left. That's gone. That is just gone from most people. They can't, and they won't. And so the thing is, you know, when you talked about, it's true. It's both socialism and fascism. But even when people think in their mind socialism, they're thinking the money that goes, you know, to the Reagan's Cadillac welfare mother. But really, it's socialism for the rich, like the banks and stuff. And the war machine that has really financially raped this country more than anything else. So it's a different form of socialism than what people normally have been brainwashed to think of socialism, okay? So the thing is, notice, I was so glad you played that Trump thing. Trump, classic signs of narcissism, in his own words. What did he say in that clip you played? Me, mine, yeah.
I built a fortune of $10 billion. Yeah, I built a net worth of $10 billion, but the losses went to the people, essentially.
Classic sign of what they call blame shifting. Anybody really, but see, they can't see it. All you have to do is do a little studying of the classic signs of narcissism. And I'm telling you, Bush is such a blatant example that people like me are going like, how can you not see this? How can you not see it? But they don't. So they talk about Trump derangement syndrome on the left. Well, it's on the right, but in the opposite direction. You know, these evangelicals, that is like, you know, I just, what happened to their brains, Chris? It's like, that's why he had such a landslide in Iowa. You know, people on the right can see, oh yeah, that Epps guy, fed, and they're right. But they have forgotten how whenever the liberals had any kind of rally or something, all of a sudden big pallets of rocks and bricks would show up on the street right before, okay? And how they would catch the cops breaking the windows and stuff. They only want to see one side. These people need controlled opposition to keep this game going.
Okay.
And they don't want the people to come together.
Yeah, speaking of John Brisson and the Epstein stuff, I mean, obviously we played the clip of John Brisson talking about Anduril. John Brisson published part one of a series, apparently, yesterday, titled "The Numerous Connections Between Donald Trump and to Jeffrey Epstein." Part one is 1987 to 1993, and it begins with Donald Trump quoted in New York Magazine, October 28, 2002, saying the article was Jeffrey Epstein, international money man of mystery, that. Jeffrey, he said that he'd known Jeffrey Epstein for 15 years. Terrific guy. So.
Exactly. And how he enjoyed, and see, this really hacks me off when I hear this go, men say, oh yeah, he enjoys women, or a statement like that. He likes women. But let's deconstruct that a little bit. When they say they like women, they're not going, well, I appreciate their brain and their empathy and what they do for family. Oh no. They like women to use them for their own lusting self-satisfaction. That's what that phrase translates to. Let's delve into it.
If we could be completely, you know, open about that, I don't think that would be limited to women. I think it's just people in general.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's like, it's just, the thing is, Huey Long said, when fascism comes to America, come waving a flag and carrying a Bible. Yeah, well, and which side does all that flag waving on? Flotillas?
Was it Huey or was it Sinclair? Sinclair Lewis.
Well, they both said. One said waving a cross and the other waving a Bible, and I never can remember which said which.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, it's the thing is... they think that man, that narcissist, is going to save them. I just can't understand. I just can't understand it. And you know, let me tell you, because people say, yeah, Renee doesn't like white men. Let me tell you, I'm harder on women. Because let me tell you what chaps my little behind is when women, whether it's politically, gain a seat at the good old boys' table, and they don't change the table. They convert, okay? They start acting just like them. Same thing I can tell you with physicians. You know, some of us women have decided because, I mean, it's finally coming out how much they kill us. I think they're the third leading cause of death. And there's another article in Daily Mail today admitting they're the number five and how much doctors are killing us. Some of us women, because we're not listening to these little patriarchal pighead men, doctors, have tried switching to the women. But because they come up through the same system, trained in Rockefeller's allopathic medicine, it doesn't help. They act just like them. Their mind, it's like a cult. Their mind, after they get trained up through that cult, they act just like them, so it doesn't help. Thank God for the internet, and there are some doctors rebelling that you can have access on YouTube who are like, yeah, I didn't sign up for this, okay? There are a lot of white men doctors. There are some Indians. There are some white women. There are some doctors that are like, they don't like it, and thank God for them because they do give good advice.
My understanding
and lifestyle.
My understanding is the place to find those is the AAPS, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which are not part of the Gulag Pharmacological or whatever. Or the AAPS, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Okay.
AAPSonline.org.
And like, see, I'm of the age where I'm on Medicare. Well, you have to sign up for a particular one, like here's Atrium or Norvant or whatever. The thing is, within those systems, they do not have any of these kinds of naturopathic type or functional medicine doctors. They're not in their system. You have to go to the allopathic ones. You see, so you have to be willing to have or be willing to pay out of your pocket the full expense, just like, too, if you watch which of your drugs are covered and which are not. It's only certain ones. And so if you kind of fall out of that category, you're screwed. The whole system from top to bottom is so corrupt. And I'm sorry, Donald Trump's not going to, these people that keep hanging on to that hope, you know, that Donald Trump is going to fix this are delusional. Don't get me wrong, sometimes I wish I didn't live in reality because it kind of sucks. But, you know, being delusional, you know, and there have been times in my life I have been delusional. Well, it'll get better. Well, da-da-da. When it's usually because of a toxic person that you're having to deal with or whatever. Oh, this is the last time. You know, like I say, I've been in a trap wanting to see and believe something that the evidence was not there because you're trying to hold a family together, you know? And so I know what it's like to be delusional, but yeah, I'm over that, okay? So the thing is, these people, it's the same thing in many ways. Men need to start to realize that if you believe in someone like Trump, you're acting just like a woman trapped in an abusive relationship. It's exactly the same. So I got news for you, boys. You acting the same.
Yeah, I intend to talk about that later this year as well. There is an interesting website people can find. It's abuse and relationships altogether. abuseandrelationships.org. And, you know, warning signs. And you go through this list, and obviously it's designed to be read in the context of individual relationships, but if you look at you just kind of, you know, think of it in the context of, you know,
collective instead of individual.
Yeah, you can very easily see how it applies perfectly. It just maps perfectly onto situation that you're talking about. The con, denial, insincerity, compartments, justification, minimization, gaslighting,
rationalization,
et cetera, et cetera.
All of it. All of it. Oh, we are so on the same page on this one. Okay?
So, you will probably hear that fairly soon, I would imagine. I've been wanting to do that for months and months and months. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard subject matter. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, because, it takes mature adults to face things. And I'm sorry, some of these people almost, this is being tacky, I'm almost going to say, like, if you believe this, do you still put out milk and cookies for Santa? Do you still put your tooth under the pillow thing and the tooth fairy's coming for it? Because some of the stuff y'all are believing is pretty much on the same level. You know? So, I tell you what, you made my day with because there's so much negative out there. When I heard you talking about the socialism and fascism and saying, you know, admitting it's coming from both sides, because we've lost that in the last few years. Whatever was good during the Bush and Clinton administration, Bush and Cheney and 9/11, whatever was good about alternative right-wing radio at that time, for the most part, in my opinion, is gone. Where they've completely shifted, where everything is the left for it. And I have pointed this out. When we had an opportunity to join with the good parts of the left, not the little political controlled opposition leaders, but the people, young people at Occupy Wall Street, okay, who were protesting the same things we had, when we could have had a time to join them. And I called around to alternative radio hosts at the time, saying, look, why don't we go over there and help them? They're complaining about the same thing we are. And you know what? They did nothing. So I'm sorry. I blame the right for a lot of what we have had to endure over the last 12 or so years.
I hope that we can adjust our focus a little bit and look past those folks, and also the folks who have engineered the other side of these forces that are being collided together.
Exactly.
You know, speaking of what you mentioned about the allopathic medical community, I mean, how many people really, really understand truly and deeply the reality that what we call modern medicine today was born quite literally out of the worst atrocities of World War II and even World War I and beyond, but especially World War II. Most people don't understand that. And when you understand that and you really internalize that, I think you view that with a very, very healthy degree of skepticism. Anyway, I want to play a clip, actually, that speaking of that and speaking of AAPS, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, going back to the height of the, you know, COVID shenanigans, basically. Dr. Jane Orient over at AAPS gave some congressional testimony. So I want to play that. And
you gave me a good turn, so let me let you go and play your clip, and I'll listen online.
Thanks, Renee. Much appreciated, as always. And this is interesting. So this is actually a clip that I created over at C-SPAN titled User Clip, Dr. Jane M. Orient, MD, on the importance of independent medical practice. What happens when the administrative... you know, when the administrative types take over in anything, including here. Go ahead, please.
Why we should concentrate on early treatments, because if we can, we avoid that type of human toll. Dr. Orient, one of the reasons I got in contact with you, became aware of you, was through Dr. Lee Vliet, who was advocating early treatment, in particular with hydroxychloroquine. And your organization allowed me to get, I think it's like 1,300 or 1,700 doctors very quickly signing a letter that we sent to the President of the United States encouraging, doing something to allow doctors to have access to these types of drugs, to use their off-label prescription rights. But I think one of the things that always impressed me about your organization, AAPS, was its pretty simple mission statement. So can you first describe that, then also what you're hearing from that network of doctors that have the courage and compassion to treat patients early, and basically answer my question that I asked Dr. Ryder about, what is happening to these COVID patients, and is there a better approach?
Well, AAPS was founded in 1943 to preserve private medicine, and that means the physician is working for the good of his patients, like it says on the Oath of Hippocrates, not for the good of the organization or society or the political party or the advancement of science, but each individual patient is the doctor's first priority. And the doctor has to have the authority to go along with his responsibility to that patient, to look into the best methods, to communicate with his colleagues. And sometimes, or a lot of times, you just have to guess about what's the best thing to do for your patient and to keep a careful watch on what works best. We found that of physicians in independent practice are able to do this. But once a doctor has an employer or he has a managed care plan where he's restricted to what's on the drop-down menu, then his hands are really tied. If the NIH is the authority that their employer respects, then if he goes outside those rules, no matter how much his patient needs it, he's putting his life at risk, and it's becoming more and more. We used to worry about malpractice liability, but that's a minor thing compared with being peer-reviewed by your hospital in a way just to get rid of you that destroys your whole career forever, or of being before the licensure board because you deviated from the standard of care, which used to be determined by what doctors in a similar situation, rational, well-trained people would do, but now is dictated more and more by single authorities from on high whose opinions keep just getting carried on along, like the AMA or the Arizona Medical Association. I'm learning about ivermectin here. The Arizona Medical Association, our county medical society, the AMA will say nothing about this. And you ask about, well, what are doctors doing? And the answer is, well, nothing that's not recommended by the FDA. So for a patient to have an independent doctor who is not under quite so much severe restrictions on what he can do is extremely important. I mean, occasionally a patient will tell me, well, I begged and pleaded with the hospital to do this for my person, my patient, my husband who was dying. Please, please, will you give us some intravenous vitamin C? And sometimes the patient's suggestion works. I mean, it doesn't always, but if the doctor's afraid that he dare not do something that's even very safe or that's even being clinically trialed or has been reported in the literature, even if a long time ago, that he will lose his job, then he has every incentive to say, well, there's nothing more that I can do. So keeping this option open for patients is extremely important.
Thank you, Dr. Orient.
There you go. I think she pretty much said it all, and it's, you know, again, this is the issue, whether it's government or the medical community. And, you know, this gets back into the fascism discussion, which we'll probably have to get back to. We're at the end of today's broadcast, but one of the articles, which one was it? deals with this subject and the quoting of Woodrow Wilson back before the turn of the 20th century in academia, talking about, you know, how the administration, how the early progressives that, you know, Hillary identifies with, said they were trying to make the argument that the administration of government is agnostic. In other words, it is apolitical, which couldn't be further from the truth. You know, listening to Dr. Jane Orient's congressional testimony there from back in 2020 should inform our discretion to that effect. It's the same thing. So I guess we'll continue that discussion probably tomorrow. I hope it was informative, perhaps even edifying. Please pray for one another and support the network. Thank you to those who do and have and continue to. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.